Hi, joining us from Miami, it is Extra Bags at CSN Bags, Andy Bagley. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Marty. How are you?
Good, very good. And you look pretty cool on TV last night. No sweat. I mean, you know, you're a cool character down there.
Hey, you know what? They shut that roof and the air conditioning works, and it's a nice thing. Actually, it's weird just to see the teams take batting practice, because so many years you go to pro player Joe Robbie, whatever they're calling it this week, stadium where the Dolphins play. And those afternoon thunder showers would move in, and it seems like the Giants never got to take BP. So that's actually one big advantage for the Marlins now, is they don't have BP canceled every day and close the roof, and it's always beautiful with the roof closed.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many Pony League games I had postponed because the clouds from the Everglades would come in 4:30 every single day. And believe me, I lived it.
You know what they say, Marty? That's Florida.
Very good. Very good. That's very good. hey, how do you like the of course, the first half ends, and now the second half they go wild in the first game, but maybe significantly hitting with runners in scoring position and a couple of home runs. What's the attitude around this ball club?
Well, you know, it's funny. When Crawford was batting in the second inning, I'm sitting next to Alex Pavlovich, and I said to him, you know, runner at second base, two outs, two strikes. This is where the Giants got a hit. With Brandon Crawford up, and Alex said, yeah, and it would be a guy like Brandon Crawford who would get the hit, too. Not necessarily your cleanup guy or Buster Posey, but, you know, they got those two-out hits and drove in the run. So I said, well, let's see. Let's watch what happens here. And then about four more fouls later, he doesn't just get a two-out hit. He hits a home run on the 11th pitcher in at-bat. What a way to start your first at-bat out of the All-Star break. Is pretty impressive right there. So, you know, I think as much as a couple of days off maybe helped them hit a reset button, I think that at bat, maybe for the mentality of the team, might have done something too. And we can overblow these things a little bit, but I think it just sort of set a new tone. And then, of course, the next inning, they get three hits with two outs and runners on base. And then Pablo got the put-away hit, which they've been lacking that as well. Maybe when some of these games the bullpen has blown, you know, it was as much the fault that they couldn't get that put-away hit to make it, a six-run lead instead of a three-run lead. And then what's the advantage of that? Well, you don't have to push Bumgarner, who's pitching on 4 days of rest, and you can take him out after six innings and 80-something pitches. You can get Posey out of there early. You can get Crawford out of there early. You know, and these guys are a little bit fresher today because of that. And that's just, I mean, it's been pretty much since the end of May since Bochy has been able to do any of that stuff. So, really a nice way for them to start the second half.
Yeah, you know, I always say that, you know, professional teams kind of get cornered sometimes, and they have to grind it out. And we saw it with the Giants in the 2012 playoffs. And, you know, their backs were against the wall, and they had to play great baseball in every facet of the game to win a World Series. I know it's early. There's 66 games to go. But the way they got into this position, I almost think that they have to get that mentality of we've got to grind it out now. And it may be too early. It may be another 15, 16 games that mentality will come in. But I think that's the key to the second half, is getting into that mindset that you got to win today, and today is your back is against the wall. And I thought I saw it last night.
And that's what I like, too. It seemed like, you know, so often, even when they'd have a win over those last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, it was still a win in the context of, you know, boy, it sure is nice to win after, you know, losing right. 5 out of the previous 6 or 8 out of the previous 10. And you always hear 9.5 game lead. That's what they gave up. This team is more synonymous with the number 9.5 than Kim Basinger.
Boy, you're hot today. You're cooking today. You know that.
Hey, I'm trying. So, you know, I think it just helps to say, you know what, let's not lick our wounds anymore.
Yeah.
Let's get hungry to put a different taste in our mouths and not think about, you know, what they've given up or what they've lost or how they've come back to the pack. But just, you know, react to what's in front of them. Take the challenge of whatever team you're playing on a given day, whatever ballpark you're in, and just be the better team that day.
Yeah.
And it's very cliche, but I think that's the right mentality to have. That's what Hunter Pence tells you over and over and over again. And maybe, you know, maybe he's rubbing off on some guys in there starting to take that same mentality.
Yeah, it's not individual. And sometimes I look at Belt, and sometimes I think he's, you know, he gets so upset it's individual for him, and I realize it's just his body language. But it's not individual right now. It's Posey going up the middle with two out to get a base hit. It's Crawford grinding out an at bat. You know, it's Pence crashing into the wall to, you know, to save. And you did a great tweet last night. If the Cubs did that, there was no Steve Bartman. They'd be in the World Series. It was that kind of catch. But I think that's what it takes right now. So we agree on that. Let's move forward just a little bit. You tweeted about Dan Uggla, and believe me, my Twitter is like almost coming off the page of how many people don't like him. Is there any reality to Uggla? And if so, how would the Giants handle that? And who goes if they brought him in?
Well, let's put it this way. If Bruce Bochy and Brian Sabian are sitting at a bar and there's a cocktail on the menu called Lightning in a Bottle, they're going to order a round of them.
Okay.
They like that play. It worked with Pat Burrell. It worked with Cody Ross. It didn't work so well with Jeff Francoeur. That one was a little, that drink was a little watered down. But, you know, you get in a situation where when it's a why not kind of a play, you know, it's like a lotto scratcher. If it only costs you a dollar, you don't expect to win, but you might as well, because there's a remote chance you could win. And in Uggla's case, you know, this guy didn't just have an awful year. He hit 170 last year. He's been bad for a long time.
Right.
Is he going to get a position where he gets a major league offer somewhere? I really doubt it. And if he does, God bless him, and good luck, and it probably won't be with the Giants. But if he's in a situation where he's receptive to a team like the Giants saying to him, look, you know, we'll sign you, we'll send you to Fresno, we'll evaluate you, we'll work with you, and if you show us a little something, we'll put you on the team. Oh, and by the way, this is a team that's in first place. It's won two World Series in the last couple of years, and we got a good chance of coming back to the playoffs. And you could be a part of that. And all of those things work to the Giants' advantage for a player like Uggla to say, yeah, you know what, I'll do that. But you don't do it if it costs you a roster spot.
Right.
You don't do it if it costs you the investment of at-bats in another player like a Joe Panik.
Right.
Because you don't make this move until you see what he can really do while he's under your sort of care and observation. And if you can do it for a free roll and send him to Fresno, then, you know he's going to make the major league minimum if he's on the team. He's not going to cost you any more than a Brandon Hicks would in that respect. You might as well do it. And I think that's what they're talking about. And we'll see what the market is for him and just how receptive he might be to that. And they haven't made him any offers yet. You know, that's just being opportunistic if it's there and
yeah.
It doesn't cost you anything.
No, I agree. And he's an experienced player who can reach the seats at AT&T Park, which he has done before numerous times. I agree with you. And, well, let me jump ahead just a little bit. Let's say he pans out a little bit. And this is the other Twitter thing we've been kicking around today. Who, you know, it's not so simple to make trades with DeNorfia, Ben Zobrist, and all these other people. Who goes if all that happens off this roster?
You mean if they trade for somebody else?
Yeah, even if you bring Uggla up or Zobrist comes in or DeNorfia comes in, you know, this bench has sort of been the bench the whole year. You'd have to get rid of three bench players, perhaps. Who goes?
Well, you know, they could always find an injury somewhere. You know,
yeah, Scudero probably.
Up for a while. And Scudero, he started one game out of five. He's not in there again today. And so you have to look at, you know, putting him on the DL if he's not able to really help you on a day-to-day basis. And
right.
I'll ask Bruce Bochy when Scudero was available to pinch hit yesterday or if he's available today. But, you know, they've got to do something with this bench, Marty, not just because it's been abysmal to this point in the season, but they're going to be relying more and more on that bench in the second half. Bochy said that he's going to be resting Crawford more. He's going to be resting Posey more. He's going to have to do that through the end of this month and through the end of August, because you do push these guys every day in September. You got a lot of hot weather trips. At least they got some AC going on here, but Philly is going to be humid. They got DC and Chicago coming up. You know, they had their spot in the schedule when they were nice and fat and happy at home, and that was when they're supposed to load up on wins, and it went the other way. So they're going to have to win a lot of these road trips.
Yeah,
they're going to be pretty physically taxing. You know, New York and Milwaukee and Kansas City, I believe, is a big long one coming up. And that's all in front of them still. So they're going to need to rely on their bench more. And right now you look at what's on the bench and what they've done to date, and that's not a very palatable, opportunity. So definitely they're going to have to do something to upgrade that bench and give Bruce Bochy some more choices. I think that's what they're looking to do.
All right. Very good point. No, very good point. All right. What's the outfit tonight? You got the Northwestern purple on today?
No, Northwestern purple. You know, it's Miami, so I try to...
Orange and blue,
yeah.
Florida U.
Well, the problem is I try not to go all high school football sideline and wear purple when they play the Rockies or wear blue when they play the Dodgers, because if for no other reason Mark Gardner and Dwayne Kuiper are going to let me have it.
I believe.
But with the Marlins, it's kind of tough because they've got every color under the sun in their color scheme here, so I got a green striped shirt on. I think I'm safe.
All right. Hey, how do you like that thing, that structure out there? Are you pro or con on that one, the home run structure?
I'd need some LSD tabs to properly appreciate it, I think.
Hey, you're in Miami, pal. I know the town. Some of my favorite clients began there, believe me.
Well, yeah, maybe you go to Biogenesis. You pretty much can get anything you want there.
Okay.
But it's interesting. I like the outside of the ballpark. It's pretty cool. I think it looks like a giant UFO. On the inside, it's a little airplane hangary. You know, atmospherically, it's. I'm sure when you get the crowd, the full crowd out here, and it gets rocking, it's pretty cool. The Clevelander is definitely different. Where else can you, hit a ball to left center field that hits one off the pole? But the structure, I'm not sure. Artistically, seems a little gaucher to me.
All right. Well, John Wilson said
a word.
No, it gauche, I think is it. But but John said that it looks like it's in the middle of nowhere. With nothing around it. That was his criticism of it. But I kind of like it. I thought the home run and the thing goes around and it's so goofy that it's Miami. That's what Miami's all about.
Yeah, I like Miami. It's like no place else in the country to come here. You know, it's nowhere else do I go in the U.S. where I feel like, you know, I might squint a little bit and be in another country. And there's something definitely a little bit exotic about coming to Miami.
Yeah, I love it. I grew up there. Hey, Andy, thanks so much. I'll grab you maybe for a couple of minutes tomorrow morning. We're on kind of early, but I hope we can get you.
Okay, sounds good, Marty.
Thank you. All right, that is Andy Baggerly at CSN Bags with two G's, and the blog is Extra Bags on CSN. Really a lot of fun having him on.